once again, this is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the president of the Institute of Biblical Defense, and the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship. In today's program, we're going to talk about ghosts and haunted houses. We've had several questions about that. Is it possible, biblically speaking, is it possible for human beings to come back and their souls communicate with the souls of the living? Now, it has happened in the past where God sent Moses and Elijah to come back on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus. God also sent Samuel the prophet back to pronounce judgment on King Saul when he visited the Witch of Endor. But we have to understand that's the exception rather than the rule. And as we can see, God's hand in those other situations, in these ghost stories, we usually don't see anything that could bring glory to God. And so the prohibition in the Bible, in the Old Testament law, forbidding Christians to communicate with the dead, with the spirits of the dead, seems to be for the purpose that God wanted to protect us from demonic deception. We learn in the story in Luke of Lazarus the beggar and the rich man that God does not send back. The rule is God does not send back the dead to visit the living. And so we're not to communicate with the dead. Now, if God chose to send somebody back to visit us, that's his business. But you better be clear. You better be convinced that that is the case. Demonic deception appears to be what is really going on. And demons are, most scholars believe they're fallen angels. Some scholars believe they're the disembodied souls of the Nephilim, the hybrid race of giants that were wiped out in the flood, half human, half angelic. And but whatever the case, their demons are unclean spirits, and they deceive people and lead people astray. And so when people dabble with Ouija boards or have seances and try to contact the dead, it's demonic. These are demonic entities deceiving people. And I think it's the same when you have familiar spirits and ghosts in the house, spirits making noises, contacting people, doing things of that sort. I'm willing to chalk it up, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry, and I would argue that in most cases, if not all cases, of spirit entities, especially when they're causing chaos — our God is not a God of confusion, but a God of peace — especially when they're causing chaos and disrupting things in people's homes and causing people fear and things of that sort, these are not friendly spirits. These are not angels. Good angels, these are not the spirits of the deceased or deceased loved ones. These are actually demons impersonating the spirits of the deceased. Muhammad thought he was receiving visits from angelic beings, and he founded Islam, one of the world's leading false religions. Joseph Smith believed he was being visited by angelic beings, and he led people astray by founding Mormonism. We've got to be careful of doctrines of demons. We need to test the spirits to see if they're from God. And if they do not proclaim the true Jesus of the Bible and the true good news of salvation, then we should reject them and recognize that they're coming from the other side. They are demonic. Thank you, and God bless.